It will be Marion's basketball to start this final quarter. So that may make that three-pointer to beat the buzzer by Jaden Forrest even bigger. Right now it is a 37-27 lead for Marion as inbound pass goes to Makai Boyce. We are underway for these last 8 minutes. Boyce walks the ball in to the front court, throws over to Waterford on the right side. Down to Reeves at the free throw line. Reeves going to put up the turnaround jumper, leaning jumper, no good. And Crawford gets the rebound. He's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Dietrich Reeves Jr. picks up his third personal foul. That is the fifth team foul against Marion here in the second half. So Darius Waterford checking out of the game as he's replaced by Timothy McDonald. 7:41 left to play in this game. Mount Salem gets the ball back, trailing by 10. Gilbert walked the ball across the half court stripe. Dribbling to the right wing. Throws up top to McGee. McGee trying to figure out where to go with it. Now dribbles to the right wing. Gives it to Sorrell in the corner. Sorrell will dribble out to the wing. Throws up top to Crawford. Crawford will dribble to the right side. Now he's being double teamed. Finds McGee on the left wing. Now a ball goes up top to Tabor. He's going to be fouled. That is Dietrich Reeves Jr.'s fourth personal foul. Team foul number six against the Patriots. That was the last foul Marion has to give. The next one will put Mount Salem in the bonus. 7:15 left to play in this game. Jake McGee will inbound the ball on the near sideline. Actually right next to my table. Gets into White Gilbert in the right corner. Now back out to McGee. Up top to Crawford. Back over to McGee. Now Gilbert has it on the right wing. Gilbert's going to dribble down to the corner. Pull up for the jumper. Shot was blocked by McDonald. Tabor gets the rebound. He goes back over. His shot was blocked once again. And this time the ball comes to Makai Boyce. He's quickly back the other way. He's going to go in for the layup. No good, but draw contact. He'll head to the free throw line with 6:54 left. Abe Crawford picks up his fourth personal foul. Excuse me. That is the fifth team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Makai Boyce at the free throw line, where so far he is 2 of 4 with 4 points. Boyce's first free throw is up and good. So Matt Jones is going to come back in before the second free throw and replace Abe Crawford. And now, and tell you, Jones is going to be careful. I have to be careful. He and Crawford both have 4 fouls in this game. So one more free throw for Makai Boyce. The second shot is up. He gets 1 of 2, misses the second, and now he's going to be called for the foul on the rebound. Makai Boyce picks up his second personal foul. That does put Mountain Home in the bonus. That's the 17th foul against Marion. So a 1-1 coming up for the Bombers with 6:53 left. It will be White Gilbert at the free throw line, where so far he is 2 of 2 with 7 points. So again, Gilbert shooting the 1-1. First shot is up and in, so he does earn the bonus, and if he gets this next one, it'll be back to a three-possession game and a single-digit margin. Second shot for Gilbert is up. He gets both. He now has 9 points. 38-29, Marion leading it. Less than 7 minutes left. Boyce in just inside the half-court line. Now dribbling a little bit closer. Now throws over on the right side to Johnson. Now a foul. Offensive foul away from the ball called on Marion. An illegal screen call on Timothy McDonald. That is his first personal foul. That is the 8th team foul against Marion. And their 7th turnover of the night. It's about 6.5 minutes left in this game. Mount Salem gets the ball back, trailing by 9. Wyatt Gilbert into the front court. He dribbling toward the right side. Now goes back to the top, gives it to Sorrell on the left. Sorrell will find Jones on the low block. He's going in for the jumper off the glass, no good. And the rebound is knocked away and finally controlled by Phillips. He'll give it to Waterford, who will now throw it to Boyce, who will walk it into the front court. 6:05 left to play in the game. It is a 9-point Marion lead. Boyce just inside the half-court line. Boyce will throw it over on the right side to McDonald. Now he's being double-teamed. Now gives it to Waterford. Now he's trying to get out. He gets out of double team by giving it back to McDonald. Now over to Boyce on the right side. Boyce will dribble up to the top. Finds Phillips on the left. Phillips is going to drill toward the three-point line. Now gives it back up top to Boyce. Boyce is going to drill down towards the elbow. Now goes back up to between the circles. Now Boyce will dribble to the left wing. Gives up top to Waterford. Over to McDonald on the right. Now walking violation is going to be called on Timothy McDonald. That is Marion's eighth turnover of the night. Dietrich Reeves Jr. is going to come back in, replacing Timothy McDonald with 5:19 left to play in the game. Mountain Home will have the ball. It is the Patriots leading 38-29. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert from the far sideline. Now Gilbert trying to get out of a double team, and he loses his footing, and Phillips gets the steal, throws it to Boyce, and Boyce is going to get the easy layup. Makai Boyce with 7 points, 40-29, back to a double-digit lead for Marion. 5 minutes left to play. Wyatt Gilbert will get it into the front court. He's dribbling between the circles. Now he's going to the right elbow. Finds McGee in the right corner. His three-pointer, no good. And a foul on the rebound called on Mountain Home. That is Dawson Tabor's fourth personal foul. That is the 16th foul against Mountain Home. The next one will put Marion in the bonus. 4:48 left to play in this game. Abe Crawford's going to check back in for the Bombers as he will replace Dawson Tabor, who again just picked up number four. Now, I'll tell you, Josh Fulcher's pleading his case to the official. It's an argument he's not going to win. Makai Boyce will walk the ball across into the front court. Now Boyce about to be double teamed, so he gives over to Reeves on the right side. Now Reeves will dribble toward the top, gives it to Waterford on the left. Waterford gives it back to Boyce. Boyce is being double teamed. Now gives it back to Waterford. Waterford trying to avoid a double team, dribbling just inside the half court line, gives it back to Boyce on the right. Now Boyce will throw it back to Waterford. 4:16 left in the game. Waterford finds Reeves on the left wing. Reeves will gives it to Phillips. Now up to Boyce. Marion milking as much of this clock as they possibly can. Now Boyce has his pass knocked away, stolen by Jake McGee. Back comes Mountain Home. That is Marion's ninth turnover of the night. And now a foul's going to be called in the backcourt. If they got Reeves, he's done. And he is! Dietrich Reeves Jr. has just fouled out of this game with 11 points. So he's going to have to spend the last 3:58 on the bench. He'll be replaced by Jaden Forrest, and it will be a 1-1 coming up for Abe Crawford, it looks like. That is the ninth team foul. This will be the last 1-1 for Mountain Home. Again, Abe Crawford, he's so far 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He gets the first free throw here, and so he does earn the bonus. And he can make it a single-digit margin once again with the second free throw. Crawford's second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has 3 points, and Mountain Home quickly takes the timeout. We'll break with 3:58 left to play in this game. It's a full timeout. Mountain Home trailing Marion 40-31. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
Little story about Boost Mobile. Davis, I am feeling pain.
What, your dog die? Your girlfriend left you?
No, the pain I'm feeling is having an old smartphone.
Mm-hmm. That's why I switched to Boost Mobile and got 4 free phones for $25 per line.
Well, I didn't. Without Boost Mobile, I got an old phone. It makes my life sad. I feel so alone. I'm switching to Boost, getting 4 phones for free. Yeah, Samsung Galaxy for my whole family.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See boostmobile.com or retail for...
Well, Mountain Home taking the timeout after Abe Crawford sinks a pair of free throws to cut the margin back to 9 with 3:58 left to play in the game. It is Marion with the ball leading 40-31. And now before they play, both team now the official calls blows the whistle. Okay, I think he forgot that Fortis had come in for Reeves, Dietrich Reeves Jr., who had just fouled out of the game. All right, so Boyce will inbound, take the inbound pass, throws it into the front court to Forrest. Now cross court to Waterford. Down to Johnson, over to Phillips in the left corner. Now up top to Boyce. Boyce will give it to Waterford. Over to Johnson up just at, near the three-point line. He's going to drill to the low block. He's going to put up the fadeaway jumper off the glass and in. Oh, man. B.J. Johnson with 7 points. Back to a double-digit lead for Marion. Here is Crawford back the other way. He's going to be fouled from behind. And two shots coming up for Abe Crawford with 3:28 left. Damian Phillips picks up his second personal foul. Again, that is the 10th team foul, so Mount Tom is now in the double bonus. So Abe Crawford at the line, where so far he is 3 of 4 with 3 points. Crawford's first free throw is up. Good. So again, one more free throw for Crawford. His second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has 5, all from the charity stripe, and it's back to a single-digit lead for Marion. Less than 3.5 minutes left in this game. Boyce throws it into the front court to Forrest. Over to Waterford on the left side. Waterford throws it back up to Boyce. Boyce will give it back to Waterford. Back up to Boyce. Over to Forrest on the right. Down to Johnson at the free throw line. Down in the left corner to Phillips. Now a cross-court pass. The pass knocked away. Stolen by Wyatt Gilbert. Back come the Bombers. Wyatt Gilbert dribbling on the right side. Now it goes down towards the lane. Kicks out to Jones. He's going to pull up for the three on the right wing. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Johnson. He will give it out to Forrest. Forrest will find Waterford. They still got to get across the timeline. Now gives it to Boyce. Boyce gets it into the front court. And now a jump ball is going to be called. It's going to be Mount Tom's basketball on the possession arrow. That is Marion's 11th turnover of the night. Comes with 2:41 left to play in the game. Checking in for the Patriots is Abram Brewer for the first time tonight as he replaces Damian Phillips. Brewer is a 5'9 junior for Marion. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert. 42-33, Marion leading it. Gilbert drills to the right side, goes down to the corner now. Now finds Crawford. He's going to pull up for the three on the right wing. No good. And the rebound is knocked out. Oh, they're going to say by Mountain Home. Wow. I thought at the very least Marion touched it last, or at the most they got away with over the back. 2:27 left to play in this game. It is a 9-point Marion lead, 42-33 our score. Here's Boyce giving it to Waterford. Now over into the front court. It goes to Brewer. Now Boyce has it. He finds Johnson going in for the layup. No good. But he's going to draw contact. And another intentional foul called on Mountain Home. They're going to get Matt Jones with the intentional foul. And that's also his fifth. He has just fouled out. So Matt Jones will head to the bench with foul number 5. That is, and also that is also the 7th team foul against Mountain Home. So it will be B.J. Johnson shooting 2 free throws, and then Marion will keep possession of the ball with 2:13 left in this game. That was a big call. Johnson's first free throw is up. Good. So back to a double-digit lead. Now what? I'm not sure what the – okay, so Satch Harris comes in for Mount Tom, replacing Matt Jones. So one more free throw to shoot. Johnson's second shot is up and no good. He gets 1 of 2, and it will be Marion keeping possession again. 2:13 left to play in the game. 43-33, Patriots leading it. Mekhi Boyce will inbound the ball on the baseline underneath the basket. Throws it to Waterford on the left elbow. He's going to dribble out to the top. Goes to the right side. Finds Johnson in the right corner. Now up top to Brewer. Brewer is going to be fouled. And so 1-on-1 coming up for Marion. That is Wyatt Gilbert's first personal foul. Team foul number 8 against the Bombers. So Abram Brewer at the free throw line for the first time tonight for the 1-on-1 opportunity. With 2:04 left, Brewer's first free throw rolls around and goes in. So he does earn the bonus. Damian Phillips going to check back in before the second free throw as he replaces Jaden Forrest. So one more free throw for Brewer. Second shot is up, and he misses the second one. Mantom gets the rebound. 2 minutes left in this game. An 11-point Marion lead. Here is Gilbert with it on the right side. He's going to drill to the elbow, pull up for the jumper. Good! And Mantom quickly takes the short timeout. We'll break with 1:52 left to play in the game. It is Marion leading Mountain Home 44-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mantom quickly taking the timeout. They've got one timeout left in this game. Marion still with four. 1:52 left to play in this game. It is Marion leading 44-35 after the jumper by Wyatt Gilbert. So both teams come out on the floor now. And now Marion's going to call a timeout so they can get their sub in. It will be a short timeout as well. We'll break again. 1:52 left in the game. It is Marion leading Mountain Home 44-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
So that was Marion's second time out of the game. They still have three left. Mountain Home with one. 1:52 left to play in the game. It is Marion leading Mountain Home 44-35. Boyce takes the inbound pass and will walk it towards the front court and throws it across the timeline to Waterford. Now over to Johnson. He's going to be fouled from behind with 1:43 left. Abe Crawford has just fouled out of the game. Abe Crawford will head to the bench with 5 points, all from the free throw line. So Josh Fulcher will take a little time to make his decision on who he wants to put in the game. And it will be Dawson Tabor. Now he's going to have to be careful. He's got 4 fouls as well. So Mount Tom has 2 players on the bench with 5 fouls. So B.J. Johnson at the free throw line for the 1-1. First free throw is up and in. So he does earn the bonus. And that makes a double-digit lead once again for Marion. Johnson's second shot is up. Rolls around, will not go. And rebound control by Sorrell. He'll throw it to Gilbert, who's quickly back the other way. 45-35, Gilbert dribbling toward the free throw line. Finds Sorrell at the elbow. Down to McGee in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by McDonald, who finds Boyce all by himself going in for the easy layup. Good. Makai Boyce with 9 points. 47-35. Marion leading Mountain Home. 1:19 left. Here is McGee back the other way, dribbling to the free throw line. Now try to throw it to Harris. His pass was stolen by Boyce. That is Mountain Home's 9th turnover of the night. Ball goes to Boyce. He is going to be fouled by Gilbert from behind. That is why Gilbert's 2nd personal foul, and that is putting Marion in the double bonus. 2 shots coming up for Makai Boyce. Kai Boyce, I believe, 3 of 6 from the free throw line so far in this game with 9 points. 107 left to play in this game. Boyce's first free throw is up. No good. Now Marion bringing several subs in, or a couple anyways. B.J. Johnson and Damian Phillips will check out the game as they're replaced by Mikhail Pitchford, a 5A junior, and Omarion Jefferson, a 6'10 sophomore. Boyce's second free throw is up. No good. He misses both, and Mantom gets the rebound. Here's Gilbert back the other way. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled. Well, actually, he's being knocked around. And finally controlled by McDonald. He finds Boyce once again by himself for the layup. Good. And now they're going to stop the clock to get more subs in. Ontavious Jefferson, a 6'3 junior, and also Darian McVeigh, a 6'3 senior for Marion, checking in. Here is Gilbert back the other way. Now throws it to McGee on the left wing. 45 seconds left. Finds Harris in the left corner. His three-pointer will not go. And Liam Russell, by the way, just checked in a little bit ago for Mountain Home as well. Here is Waterford throwing it down to... Oh, my goodness. To Darian McVeigh, who gets the reverse layup. Good. 51-35, Marion leading. Here's McGee pulling up for the three-pointer near the top, and he gets it. Jake McGee with 6 points on the night. It is going to be Marion getting the victory and pulling off the season sweep over Mountain Home. 13 seconds left. Here's Waterford back the other way, and he'll dribble into the front court. 8 seconds. Now ball goes over to McVeigh. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good, and he scored 5 quick points, and that's the way this ball game is going to end, with Marion getting the 16-point victory. Our final score tonight, Marion defeating Mountain Home 54-38. We'll look over some of our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!